Beavers passes up pleas that he get in sheriff's race. The Atlanta Journal, Wednesday, the 17th of September, 1913, page 1, column 3. Beset by friends and enemies to try for county office, Beavers declares he's police chief till he's fired, said that Waters will be a fourth candidate. Since Beavers prefers vice war to sheriffship, Mayo, Wright, and Mangum are now only candidates. An effort on the part of some of the friends of Chief of Police J.L. Beavers, who fear that his days in the office he now holds are numbered, and some his enemies who want to stop the vice crusade to get the official to run for sheriff of Fulton County, has failed. While admitting that a number of people had urged him to become a candidate for sheriff at the coming election, Chief Beavers declared to the Journal Wednesday that he was not even considering the matter. "I will stay chief of police until they fire me," Chief Beavers remarked, when a reporter asked for his position relative to an effort to induce him to become a candidate for sheriff. Friends of Chief Beavers, who fear that it is only a question of time until he will be decapitated by the Board of Police Commissioners, have urged him to offer himself as a candidate for the county job, for the reason that before the people they say that he would easily be one of the strongest political figures in Atlanta, and would be certain of election despite strenuous opposition. If he remains in his present position, a change in the personnel of the Board of Police Commissioners, which is likely at any time, might result in the police chief's decapitation, they declare. Many of the men who have been fighting Beavers would gladly work to secure him another office, simply in order that they might be rid of the man who has conducted such strenuous vice campaigns. As a result, the two factions jointly conceived the idea of running him for sheriff, but the plan has been nipped in the bud by Beavers himself. "I have never seriously considered it," he says, "and as a matter of fact paid little attention to those who spoke of the matter to me. Is Waters a candidate? The lineup in the race for sheriff is attracting much more attention than any of the other coming campaigns. W.M. Mayo, captain of police, who, it is said, would have withdrawn from the race had Beavers agreed to enter it, has already announced his candidacy and is picking his ticket. So has Ellie Wright, and Sheriff Wheeler Mangum's strong ticket, of course, a big factor to be reckoned with." Wednesday, however, a new name was whispered around. It is that of Tulsi Waters, whose term as a member of the Board of County Commissioners expires this year. Waters is known to be seriously considering the idea, and a definite announcement of his position is expected within a short time. Waters led a big ticket when he made the race for the county commission, and has made an excellent record in the position. Waters is a strong union man, and has been a leading member and official of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers in Georgia for a number of years, and has a strong following not only in this county, but over the state. As one of the executives of the Brotherhood, he has been instrumental in securing much state legislation favorable to the working classes generally, and especially to railroad employees. It is hinted that his announcement may revolutionize the lineup in the race for the important office. Judge Broyles to run for Court of Appeals will not make formal announcement until April or May, though City Recorder Nash R. Broyles will be a candidate for the appellate court bench in the election the latter part of next summer. This is a practical certainty. Judge Broyles would not make positive announcement Tuesday morning, however. He said that it was yet too early to declare himself. "In all probability, I will be a candidate," he said. "I will not make formal announcement until April or May, though." Judge Broyles can oppose either Judge L.S. Roan or Judge R.B. Russell in his race for the bench. He is given this option because of the fact that Judge Roan, who has been appointed to fill the vacancy left by the governor when he named Judge B.H. Hill to the Superior Court bench, can occupy that position only until next fall. He must then be re-elected. Asked which of the incumbent judges he would be a candidate against, Judge Broyles declared that he had not yet made up his mind. "I have not given the matter much thought," remarked the recorder. "I will be governed by the advice of my friends over the state when the time comes." Judge Broyles was candidate for the same bench last year, running against Judge J.R. Pottle. The result of the election was a tie. Judge Broyles prevented complications which might have followed this climax by withdrawing. Page 4, Column 5. Present. Judges of Superior Court will probably recommend such in conference. A discussion of the judicial situation in the Atlanta Circuit among attorneys and members of the Board of County Commissioners has developed the fact it is not improbable that the judge of the Stone Mountain Circuit will continue to sit in Fulton County. The entire matter rests with the present judges of the Superior Court, and as yet they have held no conference. The act creating the fourth judge or the Atlanta Circuit follows exactly the language of the act creating the third judgeship, now held by Judge George L. Bell. While it has been generally conceded that the fourth judge, Judge Benjamin H. Hill, now of the Court of Appeals, would sit entirely on criminal cases, and that the judge of the Stone Mountain Circuit would be relieved of duty in this county, this is not certain. General Clifford L. Anderson, of the Board of County Commissioners, has pointed out that there is nothing in the Act that prescribes what branch of the superior court work Judge Hill will preside over, and there is nothing in the Act which automatically discontinues the work of the Stone Mountain Judge in this circuit. The County Commissioners can notify the judge of the Stone Mountain Circuit, who after October 1st will be C.S. Reed, that his services here are no longer needed, and this will cut off the $2,000 extra salary, which this county has been paying the Stone Mountain Judge. Or the county commission can request him to continue to devote a portion of his time to the work in this circuit and continue his salary. Judge Reed, like Judge L.S. Roan in the past, would have several weeks a term which he could devote to this circuit, and there is little doubt that he would accept the extra work if it is offered him. That the judges of the Superior Court, when they meet in conference, will seriously consider recommending that the judge of the Stone Mountain Circuit continue to assist in the work here, there is no doubt. The civil docket of the Superior Court is just as congested as the criminal docket, and attorneys say that it requires about 10 months to get a hearing for any new suit which does not contain a motion. In other words, the courts are about 10 months behind with business. Should the three old judges of this circuit desire the assistance of another judge in the civil divisions, then it is said that the new judge will hear civil business part of the time and criminal business when the judge of the Stone Mountain Circuit is unable to preside in that division. The county commissioners are expected to request the judges of the Superior Court to decide the matter before the 1st of October, when Judge Hill will take his seat.